Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
I've got another really, is this a real tomato or one of those plastic tomatoes? Because it's really round and red and I just want to dig my teeth into these. Number ending 044. At 110 rupees a kilo, tomatoes are pretty expensive. In fact, a litre of fuel is cheaper than a kilo of tomatoes. They have guards manning all these wholesale markets where there are lots of tomatoes. Matlab, naubat is pe aa chuki hai. With me on the phone lines is Manjunath. He is an agro scientist and believe it or not, this man, for no cost whatsoever, counsels all the farmers in North Karnataka. They take pictures. In fact, we had given them 10 smartphones during our digital campaign. And these farmers take pictures of their crops, send it to him and he tells them, you know, ye karo, isme ye khad dalo, wo karo, ye karo. So he does it absolutely free of cost. And he's told me also, Disha, once you start growing your tomatoes, send me pictures and I will guide you through it. If you want any assistance for your house terrace and you're interested in speaking to Manjunath, ping me 9880935935. Manjunath, damn expensive, yeah, tomato this time.
As a major supplier is Kolar region, there was a lesser rainfall, so more of the farmers did not plant the crop.
And as an agricultural scientist, I can call you agro scientist, right?
Yes.
Manjunath, as an agricultural scientist, we were getting suggestions from people saying 100 rupees a kilo, maybe we should start planting tomatoes at home. Is that a possibility? I thought I'll ask you.
Yes. That's a good idea, actually. They can grow tomatoes in their balcony or backyard.
I am very excited to grow my tomatoes. If you can tell me how and in a quickly, if you can tell us what are the few basic things we need to get together and arrange and what is the maintenance process?
Yes, Disha. So for growing tomatoes in your balcony or a backyard, first important step is choosing a sunny spot because tomatoes love sun, at least 8 hours sun. So we have to choose a sunnier spot in their balcony or a backyard.
Okay.
That's the first thing. Second part is sowing part. They have to sow their seeds into a pot, which is 12-inch by 12-inch dimension.
Okay.
So in 3 to 4 weeks, the two leaf will emerge from the seed. You have to prepare that mixture of soil, okay, whatever we pot it, we call it as a potting mixture.
Okay.
It's a combination of compost, soil and sand.
Compost, soil and sand.
Sand. You have to mix them in 1:1:1 ratio.
Okay.
And you have to moisten it by watering, light watering.
Okay.
The next part is providing proper nutrition, Disha.
Yes.
People where they fail usually, they'll not provide proper nutrition to the plants. Our people, what they do, they'll plant it and they just go on watering it. Okay.
That's not so, nutrition alone.
Yes. That's not sufficient for the growth. What they have to do, they have to use some fundamental or basic fertilizers which are available in market, water-soluble.
Okay.
Nitrogen, phosphorus and potash. 1 spoon for 3 days, they can mix it in 1 liter of water and they can just water it.
Now the seedling for tomato can be bought at a nursery.
Yes. And the next part is taking. Once this tomato plant starts growing, it needs a support. Okay. So
right.
We need to give a stick 3 feet or 3.5 feet. We have to push it just 1 or 2 inches away from the main stem.
Right.
Okay. We have to tie it loosely to the plant, not very tightly, tie it with a jute thread. And then we have to water it regularly. Balconies tend to be too windy and they'll take away the moisture faster way.
Correct.
Next step is pruning. Unnecessary stems will come at the bottom.
Right.
Those suckers we have to remove because they'll take away the nutrition unnecessarily and they'll not give the fruits to us.
Correct.
So we have to retain the main stem which is growing vertically and we have to remove the suckers. Next is management of pests and management of diseases.
Pests and diseases, yes.
Yes. You notice one is white color flies, they come and infect your plants and they'll suck all the sap and juice out of the leaf and the plant will start to dry. Okay. So there our people will start panicking and they will lose the interest. So here what they can do, they'll prepare some household remedies. Very simple remedies, 2 spoons of vegetable oil and 2 spoons of soap into 1 liter of water. They can shake it very well. And they can, whenever they identify this white kind of mealybug or white fly, they can spray on them.
Okay.
And you can look to harvest your tomatoes in 75 to 85 days.
75 to 85 days and you'll see your first nice bright tomato.
Yes, yes. When they turn yellow or red, they are ready to be harvested. This year. Morning number one, pay Disha, Disha.
Morning number one, pay Disha. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.